Hey, everybody, Adam Ray here, the About Last Night podcast. That's what you're listening to. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the show. Thanks for your tweets, your iTunes ratings, your five stars, your comments. If you haven't done that, go to the iTunes page right now, type in About Last Night, and give us a little comment and five-star rating. Helps us climb the charts. We appreciate all your emails and tweets and shit, all the people that came out to our live About Last Night podcast in Austin this past weekend at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. Shout out to Colleen and Litsa and Hannah for running the best festival. It's so fun. So many great comics. Dana Gould, Ali Wong, Patton Oswalt, Dan Soder, Big J. Ogerson, the goddamn Comedy Jam, the Sklar Brothers, Jay Farrow, Michelle Wolf, the Guys We Fuck podcast. It's, so many amazing comics. And I got to meet Sal from Impractical Jokers and do the goddamn Comedy Jam with him. And he told me he was a fan, which was crazy because I'm such a fan of his. So it was a really great time. The live About Last Night podcast with Chris Porter and Dan St. Germain, who are also there, will be released this Thursday. So make sure you're subscribed so you can get that. Today's episode, man, you know him, you love him. He's back for a 10th time. So fun. We talk about aliens, cologne slogans, the drunkest stories with Adam Devine that he experienced when he filtered for me on the Weird Life Tour, and just all sorts of other nonsensical tangents and hilarity always ensues when he's here. You know him, you love him. It's the one and only Brent Morin returning for a 10th appearance. Jesus Christ. So fun. Brent always delivers, so I don't want to waste too much more time here. We'll get into the episode. So follow Brent on Twitter, at Brent Morin. Go see Brent live. He's still on the road a bunch, getting that new hour together. BrentMorin.com for all his tour dates. Follow me at Adam Ray Comedy, Brad at Funny Brad, at Alien Podcast, at Alien Podcast on Instagram, Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, Brad Williams Comic on Instagram, Brent Morin on Instagram, AdamRayTV.com for my tour dates. Big show tomorrow night, Comedy Store, 8:30, Main Room, Adam Ray and Buddies, me, Dana Carvey, Jeff Dye, Ron Funches, Damon Wayans Jr., Chris Redd, holy shit, and I think a few other special guests in store. So, man, that's a stacked lineup right there, though. So come out, tickets at ComedyStore.com, 8:30, Main Room, tomorrow night, April 25th. And then I got a bunch of other live shows in town for the next few weeks. Before I go to Vancouver to shoot Adam Devine and Anders and Blake's Workaholics movie Game Over Man, which I'm shooting in Vancouver with Andrew Santino. We've got a few scenes, so gonna go do that. And then I've got some road dates. Reno Laugh Factory coming up. Brad and I, of course, will be at the Crapshoot Comedy Festival in Las Vegas, May 18th through the 20th. CrapshootComedyFestival.com for all your tickets. That's gonna be a blast. Beth Stelling and Chris Porter are going to be our guests out there. So if you're in Vegas, May 18th through the 20th, come to a show, especially our live ALN podcast taping, which will be a blast. All that information at crapshootcomedyfestival.com. Brad Williams is on the road. He's on vacay right now, but then May 3rd, Wednesday, he returns. San Francisco Punchline. I'm sorry, Cobb's in San Francisco on May 3rd. And then May 5th, Brad's doing two shows at the Punchline. Get your tickets at bradwilliamscomedy.com. AboutLastNightPodcast.com for all your ALN merch needs. Get those shirts and mugs. Bring them to the shows. We signed a bunch of mugs this weekend in Austin, which was rad. And I think that's it. Man, so many great eps coming up. I've mentioned this before. May is going to be a big month for us. Jeff Garland, Zac Efron, Jay Leno. Holy shit. Who else we got lined up? Jermaine Fowler from Superior Donuts. It's going to be a big couple months, so make sure you subscribe to get all the fun. And now that we got the tour dates out of the way, the Twitter handles, the merch info, Return of the Mac. That's right, new episode Wednesday, Return of the Mac, Pop TV, 8:30. Me, Joey McIntyre, Katie Wee, Jamie Dembo, Poonam Patel, Jordan Black, Pop TV. Check your local listings, Return of the Mac, 8:30, Wednesday night. All right, now sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with our buddy, 10th time ALN guest, Brent Morin.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on. It's about last night.
This is your first time in sort of like the updated studio.
Yeah.
I mean, and?
The We Have Changed studio.
Well, I mean, when you've had Brent Morin on for 9 times, you start making a little money in this business.
That's nice.
Is this 9?
Is it 9 or 10 for you?
I have no idea.
I think it is 10.
I mean,
really?
If it's double digits, we need to do some sort of double digit.
I told him that we should get him cheer. I told him we should get like a wrestling championship belt.
And just have
our photos on it. That's something you could show to girls.
Well, that'd be great, but that also costs you like $1,600.
I mean,
are they that much?
I don't know. Who's been
Googling wrestling belts recently? Raise your hand.
Well, you know, I gotta tell
you. Sometimes, you know, you just gotta. That's a piece that you don't see on the red carpet too often.
Yeah, why not? Why can't I just have wrestling belts? You have all these nice, like, you know, like accomplishments and things, you know, frame. You know, just because I couldn't say nice frame photos, it sounded so condescending, didn't it? It was like a little bullshit accomplishment.
By the way, I play a little game with myself. It's how long into the podcast will Brad make a wrestling reference?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
not wow. even 90 seconds.
I mean,
now I want to. Sure. Now, Brent, I want to know, as someone who's in a relationship, and Brad obviously yes. engaged and will be. Mrs. Brad Williams soon.
Yes.
What?
I got your coaster.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah, I sent a save the date that yeah. can that can double as a coaster.
You don't lose a coaster.
You don't.
No.
That's
and
a great idea.
That's yeah. why I sent it, because not a lot of people have coasters, but everyone needs them.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, yeah, well, let's just throw this down. And then they just keep staring at it. So now when people are like, oh, I had no idea when the wedding was, I'm like, oh, so you're an asshole.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a raging alcoholic.
Yeah, that too.
He has desires for wrestling to be a part of the wedding. And yes. I want to know, as a dude.
Really?
Because I want to get famed wrestling announcer Howard Finkel to announce the wedding party, like, coming down the aisle. And really? Like have him like announce everybody. I'm trying to get
like
a hold of him.
SNL guy a little bit though.
Well,
Brad Williams.
Well, he's yeah. dead, so we can't get him.
Nah,
well.
I won't apologize.
Now getting married, Brad Williams, like
that's
that.
That'd be nice
too. Yeah,
you
know, that'd
because
be fun.
I don't know who that Howard Henry.
Howard yeah. Finkel.
I don't know how
the Fink.
I don't know
that means
about
nothing to me. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's very hard for me.
But I want to know, like, what? Because she's your fiance is having some issues with that, correct?
You know, I'm trying to get a few things into this wedding. She's kind of debating about it. You know, not every woman dreams of having a famed wrestling announcer guide her down the aisle. You know, it's usually like her dad or something like that.
Oh wait, you're gonna have the
I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna do. I got ideas. I want yeah. freaking Hulk Hogan to start running out and have some guy in the back and going, oh, good God almighty, that's his theme music. Business is about to pick up.
Oh, man, he really wants yeah. that guy. Just pitch it like that. Then she's like, fine, you care more.
Yeah. I feel like he cares more about that than she cares about, like, the flower decorations.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. That's
also, it's all about compromise.
Statement.
I feel like there's probably some yeah. things and some hors d'oeuvres and some,
sure.
some things that are... But there might be, look, if you get that wrestling thing, then yeah. like let her.
Well, I mean, she's Chinese and she wants lion dancers, and I'm like, well, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, so
that's, yeah. See, that's tough. What,
so your argument is that's not a compromise because you also want lion dancers.
Yeah,
and also, amazing. What are lion dancers?
Yeah, I actually wasn't going to ask that. I didn't know that was a common thing.
You know, like when Chinese New Year happens.
Oh, those
the lion
big
dancers,
things, like from Rush Hour.
Yeah,
we have to like a lion.
Sure,
like the dragons.
Sure, yes. Let's make it a movie reference.
Then get Chris Tucker in it. And then you have Jackie Chan pop out.
You are sure. going to invite celebrities, right?
Yes.
Nice.
I mean. Brent Morin's going to be there.
Yeah. Well, my stars dropped, but thank you. Appreciate it. We have to wait a while.
I feel it's not. I feel your star-studded event is not legit unless one of the cast members of Undateable is there.
Yeah.
That's true. It's kind of nice to like yeah. Undateable is there.
Yeah, and yeah. you know, so
a wedding.
I just assume your plus one is going to be Rick Glassman since he's essentially living with you now.
I know.
You guys have been taking so many Instagram stories together. It's been hilarious.
Well, once we're together, then it's just like, yeah. why not? Let's have a me and him day. You know?
Yeah.
But it is, we are like on top of each other. We have very different, it's interesting, the things he loves so much about being next door to each other, I don't like so much. Like, he was explaining to some girl. He goes, oh, it's the best. He goes, I can knock at any time. I hate that. You know,
he is a real life sitcom character.
Yeah, he really is. He could come over whenever I want. Yeah. It's the best. They're always there. You know, you never, it doesn't matter. They're always on top of you. Like, but he's saying it positive the way I've complained about it.
Right.
Know? Well, it's awesome. But then some days you just like, you hear like, and you're like, oh.
You can tell from his knock that it's going to be a nuisance.
Well, it's a knock and then a of the door handle. So it's like a courtesy knock.
See, like a maid at the La Quinta Inn?
Yeah.
No, because they come in before they even knock.
Yeah, before they even
knock. Like, they open the door and come in, and then they knock while they're already inside.
I know.
I've had that.
That's happened before.
Yeah, and then sometimes you're in the shower, and then you're just coming out of the shower, and it's like, you're in the room, and you heard the shower going.
Masturbating around the room, and you're like, well, now this
only
is...
Only at the La Quinta. Damn it!
And this is why you would never stay there.
Oh, the La Quinta?
No, once you get it wrong once,
I've been there.
They have
like
a policy.
It,
say
but
it.
I messed up the joke. The La Quinta Inn.
There it is.
And only at the La Quinta Inn do you jerk off and run around. That's
sure.
What I was going to say.
And I can't actually achieve orgasm until they come in the room. So I'm just waiting like, come on. I'm close.
Room service, home! Now I need it! Now I need it.
Such a desperate
right there, right there. Please get that spot.
Yeah.
Have you been staying in a lot? You've been traveling a lot, so you've been staying in hotels. Do you have a favorite hotel?
You know, I'm still at like the level, like...
Every now and then you get a nice put-up.
Sometimes you do, and you go, it's refreshing.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice thing. But I'm not in the level
Wow,
of
two
like,
keys?
Yeah.
they offer me two
keys? You understand this. Like, when we both jumped on Adam Devine's tour. You did the whole tour, and I jumped on for a couple of days when you couldn't do it.
Madness, right?
Yeah. And it was...
You probably hit two of the biggest party days, too. I mean, also, you're...
Yeah, we. It was.
It's impossible.
Party.
Yeah, it's impossible.
This is the yes and part.
You know what you forget about Adam Devine and Kyle Walsh and Zach Leonardo,
which I love all of them. By
all
way.
Great. All grew up in the Midwest. Yeah. Started drinking when they were 12 and 13.
Yeah.
So you and I both innately already like to party and have that turn it up a notch ability inside of us.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'll keep it going. For you guys.
But then there's another level when you've been like, I forget that like. I'm like, oh, they just like to have a good time, too. Yeah, they've been liking to have a good time since Space Jam came out.
Yes.
So it's like, there's another level of drinking.
It's just another level that's like, I'm done. I remember I was like, I couldn't have done that whole tour. I did two days and I was, 5 years older. I was like, I can't do that. But they stayed in nice hotels
because
Adam's playing theaters and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go back onto like my tour, and I had no problem with where I was staying before.
Yeah.
But it's just different when you go from like a super nice place and then you're back at the La Quinta.
And you're like, nice.
Oh. Well, sometimes I like that. Isn't there something nice about like a Resident Inn sometimes?
Yes.
I don't know why I like it sometimes.
Well, like a Courtyard Marriott. I think it's a Courtyard. Like there's a Courtyard Marriott in suites or something. And sometimes you get that in suites.
Yeah.
And you're...
It's always when you got like... Fingers crossed, like, how much does this club love me?
And it's like an extra room and like a two or three desks. You're I probably wasn't using the first one, but
I got to use one of these desks.
Yeah, I put my luggage on one of the desks. There's like a coffee table with like all the books you love.
There's two TVs in there for no reason.
Yeah.
A little mini living room.
And then you're like, wait, so do I have to have these both on at all times? Because I figure like I have to use this shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do, because in my place I'd never waste energy, but if I'm on the road, I'm just
everything's on and I leave it on. I want to come back to SportsCenter.
Yeah,
being on,
like
being like, hey,
on.
We missed you. Din-in-it, where were you? Do you ever use the if there's ever a TV in the bathroom, will you ever use it?
Yeah, I have to. And if there's a phone in the bathroom, I call for room service and tell them to hang on so I can watch a putt on ESPN while taking a shit. Like, I need those.
That's the American dream there. I mean, do you tell them, like, hold on, I'm watching a putt on ESPN while taking a shit?
Yep. Word for word. Now, can I get the pancakes?
Yeah, now please don't spit my
food.
And
I'm not going to eat them.
Do you...
I once used that phone one time because I had to call... I had to call the front desk for them to adjust the shower head because I got in and like whoever was there was apparently taller than the fucking shower head because it was pointed straight up.
Oh no.
And I'm 4 feet tall, so it's like, okay, well that's not gonna work unless I like go against the side of the wall and just like wait for a waterfall to come down. Like that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, so how does that phone call work? How do you handle that?
Well, because like,
can you please do this? Or you go, how dare you? You know who's here.
You saw me at the front desk. You knew what was coming in.
You knew how to have my room specifically done for me.
I'm Brad Williams. Fix it.
Is there something with a hotel when you check in that you're like, or do they suggest? Are they like, A, they're going to give you, like, you, I think you said once they give you a handicap bathroom, right?
Yeah, because sometimes they instinctively give me the handicap room, which is designed for people in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
Which actually sucks because that toilet is actually higher than the normal. So now I'm doing like the fucking parallel bars at the Olympics trying to back up onto the toilet. I got great arms for that reason.
That's fantastic.
Those forearms are on point.
Those tries are built from trying to maneuver a shit.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah, but then so like they overcompensate that way. And then,
but the beds are normal height for you.
Well, I still have to take a running start.
Do you really?
Yeah. And like slide across them sometimes.
Your face is priceless.
Right? I love it. Really? Dude, I've been best friends with them for 8 years, but there's still things I learn about them all the time, and it's great. Like when we were at the Lakers game, and he had a vitamin water down on the ground, and he needed to get it, right? And we're sitting there in our seats, courtside, which was amazing. Yeah. Got these tickets. It was the coolest. And all of a sudden, I'm looking there, taking in all of the courtside festivities and just like, I can't believe we're this close. Like, maybe the cheerleaders will fall into us. Maybe Kobe will fall into us. You know, hopefully
friendship
ensues three of us. We go to Disneyland tomorrow. I pay for the tickets. They appreciate the gesture. Take me to France. We start
you
a business.
Pay for their tickets. Yeah. That's what you end up doing with people. You're like, God damn it, I'm going to be friends with Kobe. I'll get the black car SUV.
The first
Uber.
One. Yeah, the first one. Exactly. Kobe pulls up. He goes, black Uber. And he even like takes it in and goes like, I didn't expect you to do that. And I go, well, there's just a lot of things you're not going to expect out of this.
I would have been cool with an Uber X.
So then, he's trying to get his vitamin water. And he, all of a sudden, I look over and it's in between his feet and he tossed it up to himself. And I just look over and he just opens and then he takes off the lid and just starts drinking like that's fucking normal.
I
look over, I go, what the fuck was that? And he goes, oh yeah, that's how I get my drinks.
I'm like, that's brilliant.
He goes, it's easier. And I'm like, I was just like, what? Not only was it fucking, you know, I was about to say cost effective, resourceful.
Cost effective.
He's going to hire somebody to come pick up his drink.
Well, sure. I mean,
save the money on that.
That's when I get fuck you money, is when I'm like, hey, reach that. All that person's there for.
You get a reacher, yeah.
Yeah, like Snoop has someone to roll his joints for him, and that's like all he has.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's just like, I reach that.
That could be the next,
that's it.
Get a reacher. That could be the next Jack Reacher movie where Tom Cruise just helping dwarves reach cereal.
Well, I mean, he might get too old to actually be a secret agent.
Yeah, and he's like, you need those Cocoa Puffs? Yeah. That's pretty good Tom Cruise.
I'll get the Cocoa Puffs.
Here it is. Yeah.
That was a terrible Tom Cruise.
Was that Harrison Ford meets Tom Cruise's brother?
Who can't speak? I'll get those.
No, it's kind of.
What
kinda,
is him?
I always, whenever I think of a Tom Cruise, I immediately think of the, you know, that.
Yeah.
The Ben Stiller MTV Movie Awards
right.
one.
That's the only one I think about.
Or him on the Today Show being like, you don't know, Matt, the history of psychiatry. Do you know, Matt, the history of psychiatry? Just really fired up about shit.
At one point, he said the sentence, Matt, don't be glib. And you're like, glib? What the fuck? What's glib?
Don't be Barry Glib.
Or what about the time that person sprayed water in his face on a red carpet?
That
goes,
was...
Look at me. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Which is also like so cool.
That wasn't a bad way to handle that.
If he could have judo chopped him or fucking Last Samurai'd him, and we all would have been like, hell yeah, Cruise for the win. But he was like,
Why would you do that?
Yeah, he shamed him.
Yeah, and the guy was kind of like, well, I do pranks. But why? And it's like, well, now I don't know.
And a second question, do you love your father?
Yeah.
Jesus, just breaks him down from
do
the other side
the
of the carpet.
Do you know the history of psychiatry?
Don't be glib. Quick question. What kind of cologne do you think Tom Cruise wears? Is he a Hugo Boss guy? Is he an
Michael
old school
Jordan.
Cool water? Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan, dude.
Michael Jordan cologne?
Back in the day.
He's the best basketball player.
Middle
I'm the best
dance.
Actor.
Yeah, middle school dance cologne.
That was when...
Javon Musk.
Is that the only basketball player that ever come out with a cologne?
I don't know, but you said that so cute, by the
you
way.
You really did. Your voice could not have gone higher.
Was that the only basketball player? I don't know why I'm doing the wife from All in the Family. Archie, was that the only basketball player to ever cologne?
Yeah, definitely not an annoying voice. Keep doing that.
Fun fact, the entire rehearsal and pilot table read for that, she never did that voice.
Really?
And then when they roll camera, she just started doing that voice. But they were afraid to say anything to her. Did you guys know that?
I did not know that.
No, I made that up. But how funny would that be?
Dude, you get deep enough into this business and you get on set enough.
Yeah.
And guess what? You can start making up Hollywood behind the scenes stories.
Yeah.
And people are going to believe it. I tell my nieces all the time. I'm like, oh, yeah. Guess what? Everyone says Horton didn't hear who? He fucking heard it. Mind's blown.
What's fucking?
Well, maybe I did say, put that word in
I
there.
Did say bull crap the other day in front of my nieces, and one of them goes, Uncle Adam, you're not supposed to say bad words in front of us. I go, bitch, that ain't even the beginning of the vocab that I can really drop on you.
That's good to know. If that's a bad word to them, then they're
bull
doing
crap.
Well. They're doing well.
They are.
If that's the bad word.
But they've
so
heard
far.
Some of my brother-in-law's raps, you know, which has like, you know, bitch and suck my dick in the same sentence.
We got to go back to the sentence, some of my brother-in-law's raps.
Yeah.
He raps?
We'll come back to that in another podcast. I'll talk about that in my stand-up once I feel more secure in their relationship.
I mean... Is this like a Chet? Is this like a Chet Hayes situation?
Yeah, Chet Hayes, little Tom Hanks.
Chet Hayes is Tom Hanks'
Hanks' son. He's a other rapper. Kid.
All right, put a pin in that. I want to go back. I want to go back real quick. First of all, do we all wear cologne?
Yes.
I actually, not right now, but yeah, I do. I do a spritz and a walk in too.
Yes. Okay.
Now everywhere, like every time you leave the house, anytime I'm going somewhere where I'm around people, I put some on.
Yeah, I'll put a little spritz because you know what though, I haven't bought cologne in years. It was just given to me by Rick Glassman's mother because she sells them.
Why does that make so much sense?
I know she sells them colognes? In the mall. Like you know when you walk by and people are selling them.
Yes,
she is like a monster at it though. She's like the monster saleswoman. So she has all these samples and she just left me a bunch, and I haven't been wearing cologne for years, and I just started going. And I went, oh. That's how it happened to me. I went, oh.
Now it's like.
And then that was it for me. And then I was like, I don't know if I'm going to have the resourcefulness to go out when it's gone to buy it again.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm just going to have to ask her again. But the, that's kind
of
what happened.
Is that
me.
The name of the cologne?
Oh.
By Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Right. By Brent Morin's. Oh.
The names of the clones are, crucial, I think, to the sale. It's like the name of a band. Sure. Like, you're going to be more inquisitive if you're like, oh, like, Third Eye Blind? What are they all about? You know?
Yeah. Blowjob Maker.
Blowjob Maker.
That's a good cologne.
That's
that's what they should do instead of calling these names like Insatiable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crave.
Sauvage.
Wet.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what?
They shouldn't do that. Just be like, this will get you head.
Yeah.
Yeah. By Giorgio Armani.
Tons of cum.
Yeah. Didn't they make a cologne called Sex? I feel like there was.
Wasn't that Madonna's thing?
I thought it was Britney Spears.
Was it Sex by Britney
Spears?
By
the way, I love that both of us thought that we knew their perfumes.
Right.
I was pretty positive it's Sex. Britney Spears oozed that in the 90s.
I just you went, no, Madonna had that. Well, I think it was Britney Spears. Big fight was about to happen.
I mean, I did kind of give him a look like, are we really going to throw down about pop star colognes? Because we will.
How come pop stars are allowed to have colognes, but not like, I'm still like comedians and people like only Justin Timberlake gets a cologne.
Yeah, and look at athletes like you mentioned, like Michael Jordan.
Haven't seen one since Michael.
There's no Andre Agassi. Like,
is there a LeBron?
There should be.
Lion. That's come on.
There you
LeBron.
Go.
Anytime you name a clone after an animal, I feel like you're making the right move. I feel like animals, seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, seasons.
Maybe seasons.
Flamingo.
Autumn mist.
Autumn mist.
That's a good one.
How about autumn lion? Like
autumn
a
lion.
Season plus an animal.
Oh yeah. Man.
A so seasonal lion.
Winter. Mine would be winter pelican.
Winter pelican.
And guess what it smells like?
What?
Well, and then there should be, and then at the end of the commercial, after the guy puts it on, and the commercial would be like a little fat kid, a little fat Adam, like, and he's sitting in bed and he's finishing some cookies. And then he like wakes up the next day and he runs out and he realizes he's late for school. So you have to do that fat kid move where you chase the bus and you just hope that you're fast enough that day and that your shoes are tied tight enough that you can catch the bus. But one of your best friends is sitting in the back and he sees you running and he tells the bus driver to keep going, right? So you keep chasing after it and you never make it to school and you're sweating. So you have to walk all the way. And once you finally get there, you realize you didn't bring deodorant. But one of your friends is like, psst, hey, I got some smellums for you. And you go, are those drugs? Because you're a kid and you don't know what smellums are. And you've never heard that lingo referred to for colognes. And he goes, no, it's cologne, motherfucker. And you go, Jesus, why are you so angry? We're in sixth grade. And then he goes, oh, good, put this on. Open your mouth. And you go, what? He goes, just kidding. Here. And then he puts it on your wrist. And you go, what is it? And he goes, winter pelican. And you put it on. And you go, yeah. And that's the end of the commercial.
I like that. Or it's, oh.
Well, that's your commercial. Your commercial is much quicker.
I think it'd be the end, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
No,
My cologne commercial would just be
Adam.
Me. Like, I would just be having to do a lot of dwarf things in my commercial.
Yes, first of all, there is no dwarf cologne, which
there needs to be.
That's true. That's a market you can corner. That's
right?
What people don't do. You got
there needs to
markets.
Be like the official like dwarf cologne, like LP cologne.
Wait
LP.
For little people.
Little people.
Yeah,
I thought they were talking like Linkin Park or something.
What would your wait?
Sorry.
You would need a catchphrase for every cologne.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like mine would be for Winter Pelican. It's Winter Pelican, fly as high as you can. Or wait. It's kind of limiting in the site.
Actually, pelicans don't get to
Winter Pelican.
Fly as high as you can.
Well, yeah, that's why, because pelicans can't fly. Thank yeah. you.
I know, okay. But also that's kind of like, it's like a mother saying to his kid, hey, mom, I keep striking out. Well, just you know, it's what you are. You know, that's the, that fly as high as you can, and you can fly average.
Yeah, I guess the subtext is Winter Pelican, limited encouragement.
Yes.
Wait, so, and Brad, you're, okay, yeah. So LP Cologne.
LP Cologne. Put a little man in you.
Ooh, oh. Emphasis on the little.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Put a little man in you.
Or little man. Yeah, either
yeah.
way. Either way, the point
like
is.
That. Put a little man in you.
Yeah, it'd be yeah. all tons of dwarf stuff. It'd have to be black and white.
Sure.
Because those cologne commercials are the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? You're more intrigued when you
those
see black
the
and white.
Vintage ones. You need a black and white ad.
Yeah.
You need a hot chick.
Yeah. Absolutely. You need a. You need me with a wig on at some point.
Yes. Sure. You need different looks.
Sure.
Just well, showing all the different types of
well, like,
moments and dwarves.
Moments.
Moments and dwarves.
I feel like I feel like that's an SNL sketch. This week on Moments in Dwarf History.
Wow.
I mean, and it's just like, well, today it was the guy that first discovered the pedal extender. It was huge. We couldn't drive before then. Today, the discovery of the footstool. We couldn't reach shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I never ate fruit snacks until the footstool.
They were always too high in the pantry. Thanks.
I would buy dwarf cologne.
Sure.
I would wear it.
Sure. I would tell people. Correct, too, for people that aren't dwarves.
Thank you.
Yeah.
To buy it.
Yeah.
To support that community.
Yeah. It goes to paying for them to get their clothes tailored. Like some sort of
that's nice.
Some sort of charity. Like, all right.
Also, you could put it in stores
yeah.
lower.
Right.
See, you
like
it,
everything else is
Britney
up high.
Sex is way up here. Being
yeah.
discriminative. You could be down here where everybody could reach.
Goddamn right,
that's
Brent Morin.
You know, Shaq could reach that.
Right.
You can't reach Britney's sex.
Exactly. I would love to reach Britney's sex. No one isolate that audio, please, because that would get me on some sort of list.
Nobody could reach her sex. I kind of feel like I called her a whore there.
I just watched, by the way, by myself with a joint, and I'm not, what's the word I'm looking for? What's the word? What are words? What's the, bashful.
I
like
words.
That you couldn't find the word right after saying smoking a joint.
Yeah. Like, kind of like, oh, that like, just
I
happened.
I haven't smoked in a couple weeks, and I feel pretty good.
Nice.
That being said, I'll probably smoke in Austin tomorrow night. So
there you go. Have to. I wish I was there.
Let's get you out there.
I know. All right. Then,
all right.
Let's take a pause there.
I watched the Lifetime original movie of Britney Spears.
Oh.
Really?
From top to bottom, by myself.
I would actually watch that.
Yeah.
Who played Kevin Federline?
Dude.
Kevin Federline.
Yeah.
He needs work.
He's not doing anything.
Dude, it was actually hilarious. The guy who played Timberlake. I mean, it's like, I know these people. It's a job, you know? Like, the girl who got the Britney Spears, like, she was crying at one point in a scene and,
yeah.
like, looked like real tears. And I'm like, oh, this is a real job for her.
Yeah.
But every moment, maybe it's just the way Lifetime shoots their programs and the music and the way it's cut. And
yep.
even some of the low budget music videos I tried to recreate, you're like, oh, it's just so cheesy. But then you're like, oh, she's not a bad actress. But some of the moments of it just was like, oh, you guys, like, you shot that so quick.
Did they do the thing where she was bald attacking someone
yeah.
with an umbrella?
I didn't see the umbrella attack, but
yeah.
there was a thing, and it was like they played some super edgy grunge music. It might have been Hole. Remember, it was not, what's her name?
Oh, make me over.
Dude, I think that's what it was. And she was shaving her head, and she was like, and then her mom called her, and she was drunk, and then it cut to her in Vegas, and she's like, I'm getting married. And then it cut to her, and Timberlake's like, she's going crazy. And then it cut to Joey Fatone. He's like, hey, who wants some meatballs? And then they cut to Britney Spears' dad, and he was like, I'm fucked up again. And then they cut. This is basically the synopsis. And they cut to Britney
yeah.
being like, Dad, you're always fucked up. And then they cut back to Federline, and he's like, even I don't know what to do. You know, it was just.
Did they
was,
make Federline look bad at all?
I mean,
no, he actually looked okay.
Really?
Are we supposed to believe he was okay? Because I knew nothing about him. He just wore sweats a lot.
Well, no, yeah, and the parents actually were not on Federline's team. They were team Edward.
Oh.
In addition to being team Federline, they were team Pattinson.
I like how you, Brent Morin, just walked in to do this podcast
yes.
with a Power Ranger coffee.
Yep.
And you're acting like we're just going to...
It's not, one of those trendy not coffee noticed places. That. So, no, but this is like the hipster coffee stuff. You know, they got to put a Power Ranger on it. Why did they put the Power Rangers on this?
I don't know.
It seems like a small market for the Power Ranger movies to be trying to capture. Like, it's let's also go like, to the indie coffee shop.
Yeah, coffee shops. Stay out of the movie like promo game. You don't need that.
It's not going to work at this place. You already seeing the Power Rangers.
Like, people who drink coffee are already getting coffee. It's like when I see advertisements for Oreos. I'm like, we know they exist. People who get Oreos are getting them. Yeah. Also, I mean, I guess it is nice to get a refresher every now and then. You see the black dad with the white kid, and he's teaching him how to do an Oreo, how to do it right, you know?
What are your commercials are you watching?
It's like a sexual.
It's not sexual.
The black guy with
a
white kid? I don't
it's
want
Oreo
that.
Being like.
A black guy with a white kid teaching him how to do an Oreo.
It was very progressive. It was like, you know, and the dad was, you know, he was like, what's an Oreo? He was like, well, you were almost an Oreo until I married your mom, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I've never seen that ad.
Yeah, I just don't want to see that ad, because then the dad like says, hey, this is how you lick the frosting. And then they like have that awkward moment where they make eye contact. And you're like, all right, now
well, only
now,
if you direct them to make the eye contact.
How could you not make eye contact during that situation?
I know. That sounds like a weird ad meeting. Let's do an Oreo ad with a family. Let's make the family black and white. And they all laugh like that.
And then they do it.
And then we're like, do it. You won't do it. You did it.
I have so many ideas for commercials.
Such as?
Well, I mean, I told you my cologne commercial idea, but like, sure. Especially for soft drinks. Like, look at Pepsi. They're taking so many chances with some of the weird shit they do.
Yeah, that was a great choice.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think about that? That was a big deal for like a day, right?
Yeah, well, I think anything is a big deal then goes away. You know, I think like somebody like Kendall Jenner and people around her should be smart enough to be like, it's probably going to backfire.
Yeah, you know like what I mean? They are doing a Black Lives Matter-esque protest.
Yeah.
She's probably never even been a protester.
No,
like,
she doesn't know what's going on. But she's smart enough. I will say, like, she's, from what I've seen, like, she's not really like an annoying Kardashian. You know what I mean?
Well, that's because they don't
let
her talk.
She's like just making money and taking advantage of shit. And she's definitely like probably the prettiest, but she's not like annoying as shit. Mm-hmm. And so you'd think she'd be smart enough to be like, hey, are we going to get in trouble for this? You know, they probably were like, nah, it tested well. And she was like, all right.
Yeah.
But well, it just seems like a choice.
Well, that and like
but
that.
But people are
Pepsi
talking.
Money.
I went out and got Pepsi right away.
Did you really?
No. I'm a Coca-Cola guy, but.
Well, Coca-Cola had the bears, and that was fun.
Yeah. See, they just had bears going down a snowy hill and Santa Claus kind of being weird with the bears.
Yo,
that's good.
Here's an idea for a Coca-Cola commercial. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You take the polar bears, right? Mm-hmm. And they finally decide to leave Antarctica. And they're like, you know what? Let's see what the warmer weather locations are all about. We've been chilling with these cold Cokes in cold weather. Why don't we drink a cold Coke in a warm, sunny location like Burbank, California?
And then they encounter a Black Bears Matter protest.
Hilarious, but also not where I was
funny.
Going. But that would be funny, actually. All right, well, that's okay. Put a pin in that. That's a good idea.
Don't you hate it when somebody cuts you off
and
says some shit?
I know,
some
better
like,
shit.
God damn it.
Well, okay, but guess what? On their way there, they meet, and this is what I was building to.
Okay.
They meet other famous bears, because they're in Hollywood now.
Oh.
They meet the Berenstain Bears.
Sure.
They meet Yogi.
Yogi.
They meet Baloo from Jungle Book. Paddington.
Kung Fu Panda.
Skadoosh.
Some big hairy gay man in West Hollywood who's referred to as a bear.
Sure.
Right?
Very popular.
What else? Name some other famous bears.
I feel like
I'm hosting the shittiest game show
of all
time.
I feel like this is Family Feud, and like Steve Harvey's got to be like, show me Paddington.
Paddington.
Yeah.
Paddington bear.
He said Paddington.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, Teddy Ruxpin.
Okay,
so point being, Coca-Cola
One
bears.
One of the Care Bears.
For sure.
All the Care Bears.
Yeah, Jesus.
Sure. One of the Care Bears.
Well, you know, I really hate that pink one.
So anyway, all the bears are there, and they go to the Black Lives Matter protest together.
I really hate that
And
pink
then they all
one.
Drink a Pepsi.
It's like a middle school kid finding out he's gay.
So all the
what that means.
All the bears are hanging out. I'm not letting this go.
I don't like the pink one. It's just a naked girl showing her vagina. That's where my head went. And they went, are you gay? I don't know. Care Bears there.
What do you think? I just had this conversation.
I don't know what that meant, everybody. I'm sorry.
Care Bears there? Well, it's, I think.
No, I just turned that into a pink pussy thing. Whoops.
Easy, Bill O'Reilly. So, who was let go today? That's great.
It's just Power Ranger coffee. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, like, now, were there other 90s cartoons on coffees and you went with the Power Ranger coffee?
No, this is one of those trend things. It's like
okay, so it wasn't like there was Animaniacs and Tiny Toons and you went with Power Rangers.
I'd be all over Animaniacs.
Yeah, right?
Power Rangers, I guess I like the... I always wanted the bad guy to win in Power Rangers. That was my thing.
Read up the villain.
I love the villain. I always... Because they always won and I didn't think they deserved to win. I felt like the villains always worked harder in the Power Rangers than the Power Rangers worked to stop the villains.
Right.
The Power Rangers would just argue. Somebody kicks and then somebody does another kick and then they're about to lose. And then they would win.
Yeah, then they call him the giant robot.
Because then they went back to school. Like, everything's fine. But that villain spent so much time trying to get that plan to work. And these complaining brats just come in with their costumes.
You have a soft spot for the bad guys.
I did. I felt like they were the underdogs because I never saw an episode of them winning. I was like, it'd be great if they won. So, and like one of these guys died.
You know what? That's another great Coke commercial. Take all the bad guys. They go to a Black Lives Matter protest. Famous bad guys. Start naming them. Dr. Evil.
Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Kylo Renan or whatever.
Kylo Renan.
You're just going
Jeremy Renner.
Scar.
Scar.
That's a good one. Yeah. I found that one out of my ass.
Joker.
The Joker.
Hell sure. Yeah.
Penguin.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said that. I'm just going.
Yeah, the alien that Will Smith punched in Independence Day.
Yes.
Nick Cage in Face Off.
Yeah.
There we go.
Meryl Streep in Devil Wears Prada.
There we go. Even though sometimes I kind of rooted for her.
Yeah, me too.
I did too.
I know. She had a nice turnaround at the end.
There was a little bit of something there.
I know. There was some heart. That's a great movie. You guys want to turn this off and watch that?
That was a fantastic movie.
Speaking of aliens, I said an alien. I've had too many alien conversations, by the way, in the past 2 weeks. That I don't want to say it's tuning me in more to the idea that, like, you know, I saw some like random video clips in the from people. It's always in the Midwest of people seeing certain lights, and the news also does a good job of blowing it out of proportion, where they're like, "This one's real, the other ones weren't, but this one." And then they finally interviewed a person that wasn't batshit crazy. When they always cut to the person, he's like, "Well, I was just outside on my porch thinking of other beef jerky flavors that I could buy from a store, and I saw this light just went real, real, boom." And you're like, "Okay, you just did a sound effect for a light." And so then they're like, "I saw it." And I was like, "Well, that ain't normal." And they're like, "And the man saw it at 4:30 in the morning. You know, he doesn't work and he doesn't have a family." And you're like, "Okay," but they cut to this person and he was like, "Yeah, it was literally 2 p.m. I was on my lunch break from blah blah." And he's like, "And I saw this thing, whatever." I was like, "Oh shit, maybe there might be some validity to this." So I want to know from you guys, first of all, where do you stand on aliens being even a possibility?
Well, I mean, this literally just happened today. I just typed in aliens and this pop up. Astronomers discover super Earth planet outside of our solar system that could support life.
Great. So there's a super Brent.
There's a better me.
Sorry to make it about me, but
yes, there's a much better version of you. You're
just all super us's.
Wait, it's all like doppelgangers, but just at a different.
Yeah, so it's like I'm 4'8" instead of 4'4". That would suck.
That's just enough to piss you off.
Yeah.
It's not just quite like not, fully. Not like you can play basketball like LeBron or something, but just better than you.
Oh, God. That's actually worse.
How much have they found? Have they gone there yet? How do they find this?
The Hubble telescope.
I believe in aliens 100%.
Yeah.
We can't be the only things.
Right. Now, did you believe that before or after you saw movies that gave
39
you some more?
Light years
away. I always thought that there was something out there because it made no sense. It always made no sense. I'm waiting to meet one. I don't know if they all look like, you know.
That's a very accurate description.
Yeah, you guys.
They would be very offended by that impression.
You know,
and I'd like, be scared if like they came down and then they looked like my type of dwarfism because I'd be like, oh fuck, now everyone's gonna like think I'm an alien.
Yeah, then you gotta be like, no, I've been an American citizen. I wasn't part of Super Earth.
Yeah,
no, they're gonna look more like us because they're.
That's my other fear is that they're just
they're gonna
like,
blend in.
Us, but like really hot.
Really, can you imagine
just the difference? Like we're just like it's like if you go to like Iceland.
Yeah,
like the people there are very beautiful.
Vembots.
So people are like look at you're like, oh, you're an American. Like the worst is when I went to Iceland, and if somebody came up to me and said American, I went, oh God, they know.
Yeah,
you know, like I'm
like how
I'm not one of them,
right?
Because they're so pretty, you know.
Yeah,
I don't need that. I don't need us to have to.
Now, who do you think would be the first human on the planet to have sex with an alien?
Yeah, and what would happen to them?
Right.
By the way, that's got to be the worst way to go. Like turbulence going down in a plane, but having sex with an alien, and then it's like afterwards she looks at you and like just.
Well, that was the plot of.
Like, ah, feels good though.
Yeah, I want to. To you too, baby. Yeah, he thinks it's dirty talk.
This is my girlfriend, Xenix. You know, like, Jesus, Brent's really going for these aliens. You guys got to come to their nightclubs. That's their music.
It's just like the Star Wars cantina scene.
Yeah. we're realizing I'm getting all my stuff from other shit. Like, what do you think? The originality of my voice is terrible.
What do you think aliens would think of that Pepsi commercial?
Translation, you know, what a piece of shit.
Or the Kardashian family in general. There's got to be like...
That's what they say about the Kardashians.
I actually understood that. It was like, holy shit, that ass is big.
That's a little alien the size of my coffee cup.
I really hope they do talk like that. Because like some of the... examples we've provided through movie and TV, like you do, like the Space Jam aliens. I really want them to look and talk like that.
Wait, the Monstars or before
the Monstars?
Yeah, so they're when they're actually huge.
Oh yeah,
and they can hoop.
Well, also when they're small. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All shapes and sizes.
I actually be more. Maybe I'd be more. I'd be scared either way if they look. You know, like
do you have like other than just saying you think there's life out there? Like, do you have evidence? Like, do you have or have you heard something that made you go, I believe in that? Did you hear some sort of scientist, specialist, or...
I don't know. Anytime that I take a moment to actually go on YouTube and go down that rabbit hole of extraterrestrial life, or listen to like a Neil deGrasse, or is that right? Or
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah. Neil deGrasse, that didn't sound right. It sounds like a pop star.
You did a physicist combined with a teen
NASCAR
drama in Canada?
Yeah.
DeGrasse?
Oh, that's, I did.
The fucking show that Drake was on?
Yeah, dude. He's an alien.
Drake's an alien for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, real quick, let's go through.
Those eyes are way too far apart.
Hey.
Why did that feel racist?
Top 10 celebs that probably are aliens. If you found out, you wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa's good. Serena and Venus Williams.
Bo Jackson,
yeah, for sure.
That's pretty accurate.
Oh, I got the number one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
And here's why. I have examples. Okay, one. Freak of nature.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy moves like I've never seen somebody move. I saw him once. I don't want to see Mets because I was too scared to talk to him. Big
did you just do what
fan.
I did when I saw Beyonce at a Clippers game and I drunkenly went, Beyonce! And then turned around and looked at me and I was like, oh, we're friends now.
Yeah, no, I didn't even say anything. I was in the hotel lobby in Chicago and he walked, first off, and you see him on the court. And he seems big, but you don't know how big. Mm-hmm. The man is humongous. Like, huge. So immediately I'm like, definitely an alien, because he runs like a freight train. Like, if he ran at me to beat the shit out of me, I think my body.
I love that you've created that possible scenario.
I did. Like, if I did something like, hey, you kissed my girlfriend. Like, I didn't mean it, you know? And then he's just chasing me. I think my body would turn in on itself out of fear. And I would just disappear. And he'd be like, what happened? Man, he was just so scared. He disappeared. You know? That's how, like, scary and intimidating he is. And now here's my other example why I think he's an alien.
Okay.
Besides the fact he never gets tired. And when he gets injured, it's not really an injury. There was like 2 years ago, he got a dent in the side of his head. You remember, did you see the game where he got elbowed?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
A dent in his head.
Yeah.
Literally a dent during the game. And he goes to feel his head because it feels weird. And there's a dent in his skull. And he's like, the hell? But he keeps playing the game with a dent in his skull. And he's like, just feeling it like, I have a dent in my skull. And then the next day, the dent's gone.
Because he knew that he had like Wolverine heel powers.
Yeah, because he's just like
he's good.
Superior.
Yeah,
okay, that's my number one alien.
That's
a pretty good one.
That's a good alien.
He also dresses, you know,
he dresses like he's
like he doesn't know what
fashion
is.
30 years ahead of us,
right?
That's better. He dresses like he's trying to fit in.
This is what the people wear.
Yeah.
He like just takes his
that's
hands
my alien
and
voice.
Puts his two fingertips, his 10 fingertips on a TV screen.
Green and blue
and
jacket with red collars.
Takes it all to pop culture. It's like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reruns.
Oh,
Roseanne.
Yeah.
Oh, you
so
know,
he's like doing a fashion that's like
stuff.
And he takes it on his fingers and then he touches a coat.
Yes, and then it changes. So one day he looks like 2017. Another day he looks like 86. You know, like it's just too much mixture there.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie My Stepmother's an Alien with Kim Basinger and Dan Aykroyd?
Almost put it on yesterday. I was just looking at it. And I was like, I want to see that.
Guess what? First movie I ever saw, they gave me a boner.
She looked great in it. I saw it from
She
the
looked super hot.
That's why I wanted
Kim
to
Basinger? And the last movie, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, Kim Basinger.
That's a joke.
The last.
What was the last one?
No, that was. I said, and the last movie. I said it was the first and the last.
What if right there, because we're staring at him, he just went and turned into an alien?
I knew it.
Oh, and Adam Ray was an alien.
And Adam Ray was an
it.
Alien. That is an alien Irish goodbye. Where you just you and then
yeah.
And all of a sudden you totally pose. I would say Wendy Williams for me.
Wendy Williams.
Yeah, well, she's not real.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
we're going to find out in about 10 years. Everyone's going to be like, boy, I can't believe Wendy Williams had a show for as long as she did. And someone will be like, who? And then we'll realize that didn't even happen.
Yeah. Because like that and her whole. Yeah.
I've been thinking about this for a while.
Her whole catchphrase is, how you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's hers.
That's her catchphrase.
That's like Joey from Friends.
Yeah. Well, right.
How you doing?
Yeah. 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 But then she like adjusted it. Now it's like, how you doing? And to me,
could you please say that again?
How you doing?
That is an alien trying to be cool,
right? That's like the alien being like, "Oh, I can say hi like a normal human being." How you doing?
I like that.
I think there are places though in the country where, look, we're joking about it and talking about it with some like,
sure,
you know, significance and like, you know, I think we all do believe it in a certain level. But there's parts of the country where it's like they have seen something, they believe in it wholeheartedly, and which is crazy. Like I believe in it, but also I'm like, I'm not going to go to great lengths to defend that.
Sure.
But there's some people that'll
we'll joke about it enough, but I'm not really sitting at home going, Westbrook is an alien.
You know what I mean?
Like,
right.
It's not changing my life. Like, I'm not following him. And
yeah. Now, if you
Jared Leto, that's another one.
Has to be.
Jared Leto. That man hasn't aged in 20 years.
That's true.
It makes no sense. He's in his 40s.
Exactly.
Why does he look like that still?
He couldn't.
And like, people called him out on it recently, and he tweeted like, I drink the blood of the youth, ha ha ha, or something like that.
Oh, he totally does.
I was like, that's not even, I mean, granted, it's a hot guy trying to be funny, so I understand why it wasn't a good joke, but like, also, like, maybe he's being honest, like, maybe he's, you know, drinking the youth of the...
And he probably just put it out there.
God, I got this.
He's hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh no, I totally don't do this.
Then he drops 40 pounds.
Right.
Puts on an, yeah, 40 pounds like a month later, it's back.
Yeah.
Have you guys met any of these people that are so just defiant on being like, no, aliens are real. I'll show you where they're staying. Here's where I'm going to trap them when they come.
My friend's wife.
What?
I got a friend, and his wife swears, like, to if you put her on the stand, put her hand on a Bible, she'd be like, yes, I was visited by an alien. Came up into my room and just talked to me for like 10 minutes and then said, all right, we're cool, and then left.
That might have been a molestation.
Some guy comes in wearing an alien suit.
Whoa, what did you just say?
Some guy walks into the
door. Oh, I thought you said something completely different.
Oh.
I won't repeat. I thought you said something way, like, very offensive to a group of people. Okay. I'm sorry. And the way Adam's looking, I think he thinks maybe the same thing.
Well, I mean, I was like, I've been known to do that, but we can go check the tape.
Now,
was like, whoa.
Could you do that as an alien? Could you say something really offensive and racist and be like, I'm an alien, and get away with it?
Well, it's an alien, yeah, because you're just going like.
It's like if a puppet says it.
Yeah, it's a puppet.
So Jeff Dunham's puppets may be aliens?
Jeff Dunham. Jeff.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, Jeff Dunham could talk out of other objects. That's like an alien quality.
Well, I could do this. Sorry, everybody at home, I just moved up.
He just used the force on my water bottle.
Yeah, moved it over to me.
What would be the most impressive trick an alien could do that would make you be like, all
make
right,
me
you're
come
cool.
without touching me from a distance? Like, whenever you want.
Like, why wasn't...
That's why.
You know what? That's a good point. Why wasn't that one of the X-Men's powers? Like, they had X-Men that had claws and shoot lasers and magnetism.
Make you just come from a distance?
Yeah, I mean, Jennifer Lawrence kind of could do that just by, you know, being Jennifer Lawrence, but...
By the way, that's what that song was about. From a distance, I'll make you come without touching you. Who sings that?
Drake?
The aliens would know.
Russell Westbrook? Oh my God, that's so funny.
Brent, how did you...
I think one of the first jokes I wrote on stage that bombed when I was 19 was an impression about involving aliens.
Really?
I said, this is my impression of me explaining to an alien how an elevator works. And then it was me in a lobby waiting with it, and an alien walks up, and I'm looking up like he's 8 feet tall, and I'm like, hello. And he just like, doo-doo-doo, and I'm like, mm-hmm. And then he goes, doo-doo, and I go, oh, it's an elevator. And I was like, I don't know why I understand him, but I was just like, oh, it's an elevator. How does it work? Well, so you push the button, and then door opens, and then we can go up to any floor. And then he goes, doo-doo-doo. Well, how do we go up to any floor? Well, you see, the elevator has cables that allow us to move up and down. How do the cables work? And then it's just basically me trying to explain an elevator and me realizing I don't know how an elevator really works. And it goes on for way too long. It's 18, too. I'm probably swearing too much. It was one of the first things I wrote, and I just keep going. I go, well, and I break it down. Like, you know, like a clothesline when somebody's, you know, with laundry and you can pull it that way and it gets to you and then you could get it back the other way. And then he's like, doo-doo? And I was like, don't you fucking talk to me like I don't know shit. And then I'm like, how did you bring people up into your ship? How do you do that without the wires and shit? You know, and then it's me losing
it's
my
really
mind.
Funny.
Oh, it was my closer. And no one laughed. I remember this is the reaction I would get. And I went, all right, thank you.
Sounds a lot like
much.
Your cologne commercial.
I gotta get to math class. I was in college, but I was like on the phone with my friend. You know when you start, especially you're on the phone with your friend,
yeah,
talking like, and you are the vessel for your friend to say something on stage.
Yeah,
my friend was a weirdo, and we were talking about aliens for some reason, and I made that joke about alien trying to use an elevator, and he goes, "That's the best. Get up there and do it now."
Just that false confidence.
Yeah, and it bombed.
Yeah, but you need, especially in stand-up, like you need that person, whether it's a friend or family member or even somebody you don't know, just to give you any sort of vote of confidence to be like, all right, yeah, I can do that. That was a good idea. Other people will think so. And then when they don't, you go, well, I thought they kind of did. You're still delusional to be they didn't laugh, but that doesn't mean they didn't like it.
They liked it.
You can laugh from the inside too.
I'm going to kill myself.
You've been on the road a bunch.
Yeah.
Getting that new hour together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trying to get that together. Trying to get on the Brad Williams circuit here. Just throwing out hours, making it happen.
Trying.
It's been going okay.
Well, in your defense, he's doing Cosby's first special on this next one.
I am. I'm totally remaking it.
Really?
Yeah.
from a different perspective.
Word for word. Yeah.
Nice.
Just word for word. Like, hey, well, he's not going to be using this material anytime soon.
It's true.
You know.
When does intellectual property go out the window? When can we just start taking old bits?
I think when they go to jail.
Great.
Somebody will get sued. If somebody ever did that and put out a special and like Netflix backed it and somebody and it was like, you know, just
somebody
straight up
from
like
a family member would
an old Louis album like that somebody never, you know, we don't, that he doesn't do anymore. Would he get angry? Probably.
Well, if the bit,
you know,
well, the bit
I don't
sucked.
Think he would get angry if you took like an old Louis special, like Young Comedians HBO Louis special, and you were
Comedy
friends
Central
with him,
presents or something,
and
like
you
that.
Went
yeah.
and did it like shot for shot at the same place.
Yeah.
I personally would think that was hilarious to just be like, what a waste of time. The funny part of the movie would be the waste of time that would be.
Yeah.
Right.
To have to do that, memorize the
so
movie.
If someone
just
did
so
your
friend laughs.
Yeah. So if someone did your Netflix special, like if Rick Glassman went out and did your Netflix special, shot for shot,
I would laugh. I mean, well, the thing is, it wouldn't work. I actually probably laugh more because of how much more of a waste of time that would be. Because there's not enough people who actually know that special. It's not like a Chappelle special.
Right.
Chappelle's friend does it. That's just stupid. Which is also really funny to just be really stupid like that, you know?
How are you passing time on the road? Are you... Now, I also want to know, in this, a two-part question, are you allowing yourself to partake, because you're going to cool cities, like partake, and I see you going out a lot, like with Jason Collings, to see the city, but are you drinking at night as much? Are you giving yourself like one night to go out and really go for it? Or
one night to go out and go for it? The way it works on the road with Jason and I is, say we get in a Thursday, I don't really do anything. I was like, I just want to do the show, because it's usually morning press on Friday and radio and stuff, and I realized like, I don't like feeling like shit every morning when you go in for that. So I was like, okay, so Thursday we'll take it easy. Do that. Do the morning press. I wake up early naturally anyway. So then after morning press, I go home, I work out, and then I shower. And then I feel like, okay, I did a lot so far. So then I could like write for a while, and then on TV and on movie ideas. And then so that Friday daytime is like, okay, now we can go here if we want or get a dinner. I like to get like a dinner maybe before the comedy club, because sometimes you eat at the comedy club as comedians and it's just like you can't do that all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's never good for you.
I mean, how many times can you have mozzarella sticks?
Yeah, mozzarella sticks or chicken fingers, or even you order a veggie burger, they laugh at you. You know, it's like those fat family members that are just like, oh, really? Okay, Hollywood.
Like, we dip it in fried mayonnaise, dumb fuck.
Because it's so easy to just like let everything go on the road. And then that Friday usually is the night. Because then you can like, all right, tonight we'll go out and let the locals. I think it's important to go out and experience like Nashville, or you're going to go out and like, it was even in Indianapolis, and I had a blast. We went and shut down like this karaoke, like dueling piano bar, and like just started putting on an improvised concert for an hour of just me and Jason singing and rapping. Of course, when I'm rapping, it means I was just one too many shots. But like for an hour, and they left it open for an extra hour just because we were just having a blast. It was like 30 of us. And the next day, you feel like shit. So that's like your kind of, it's okay day.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, you do the shows. And usually I fly out earlier on Saturday, unless it's like something like an Austin and Moon Tower.
Yeah.
I'll fly out a little later. So then Saturday, you just take it easy. Might have one drink, wine or something, and then go to bed. I've kind of gotten it down to a science where it's
so
like, okay.
So Friday's your night.
Friday will be the night we let it go. But that, what happens is when you have a night when you're like, this is our night out, that's when you really go.
Yeah.
You know? So now, then you're home by five or something, but it was like fun because you did like fun things, and then you got to go check your Snapchats and your Insta stories to see how fun it was.
Yeah,
because I was like, maybe that I need to post.
It's really like a video journal. It's like, I should make sure I didn't kill somebody last night.
Yeah. I can always tell when somebody, one of my friends, is having a, like a night, and I like watching it, like you or like Tone Bell, another guy. Like, I love Tone Bell because he's, God bless him, great comedian, look him up, but he does not know how to use Insta story. He keeps covering the freaking mic, and he's like, it's just him, and he kind of shows everybody, but he's trying to talk, and it's like, oh, let me make that happen. Yeah. And I'm going,
and like, you see him laughing, you see him go like, and then you see him turn on somebody, and they look up and recognize the camera's on, and then they do like a face like,
yeah.
And then back to Tony goes,
and it's just like about 40 of them in a row, and I'm like, well, he's had a great night. He had a great night, but I can't understand anything.
Right. Don't know.
How can you tell for me? Is it when I'm in bed at like 4 a.m. videotaping infomercials and doing commentary on
them? Here's the other thing too. That's always fun. I love doing that. But like that, or you're kind of like me in the sense, like, if you're going to go out, let's get involved. You know, let's get on the stage. Let's sing. Let's do something crazy. Let's like have that type of fun. I'll get in the conga line. You know, like have that kind of like... not sit in the corner and just get wasted.
By the way, that'll
like,
be
go ahead. Do activities when you're drinking. So you're not just blackout being carried out. You're just you stay also, drunk, and you get a next day you're like,
by the way,
man,
that
my
sounds
legs
like
are
a
sore.
Great.
Oh, I got a little workout in there because I was running around dancing like an idiot.
It's a way to make friends too. You get in that conga line, now you've got five other people that might look out for you if you do just walk out the back door.
Yeah, exactly. Where you're just like, and that's the other thing too. Once I hit, if I hit a limit, I'm gone. I never say Irish exit. Just buy. Where'd Brent go? Oh, he took off.
Oh, yeah, there definitely comes a point where if you're like too drunk, you're like,
abort mode.
Yeah,
you got to get out of there.
This is not going to end well.
You learn from experience.
Sure.
You know? In the 20s, I was like, Thursday, okay, we got Friday morning press at 6. I guess I'll stay out till 3 or 4, and then you go to press. But it's like, no, you got to just make sure you're not doing any of that.
Now, do you have any like crazy stories from your younger days when you didn't quite know about how to pace yourself?
Well, yeah, I want to know too, like the difference between like these headline go out weekends versus, and you briefly touched on the Adam Devine tour, and I want to know, because that for me, the first tour with Adam Devine for me was the craziest I've ever partied and drank.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I've been on New Kids on the Block tours, cruises.
Dude. I love that sentence is said.
And
I've cruised with New Kids.
Yes, and that's a class A shit show.
Yeah, but
a great shit show.
Yeah.
But a shit show. Uh-huh. And then you're out in the middle, and also you're on a boat in the middle of the sea in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, like I'm so drunk right now, I could fall off the boat. And what happened to Adam? He fell off the boat because he drank too much on a New Kids on the Block cruise. And that'll be, you know, somebody
not
will say
a
that
good way to go
at my funeral. Yeah. And hopefully they play, you know, Please Don't Go Girl as like they're lowering me into the ground. So anyway, that was super dark. And
Joey himself will sing it.
Yeah.
And it's so happen.
So I want to know, is that Adam Devine tour was so chaotic. Next level that when you joined it for 2 days, like were you, and you guys went hard because I saw on the bus, you were trying to Instagram story the guys and they were all like, yo man, go to bed.
Yeah,
but you were soaking it up. So like, take me through one of those nights, like Boise.
Oh yeah, man. Well, I jumped on that tour and it was a thing. Well, one, I was like my celebration because I knew, okay, I mean, if I go on this for these 2 days, I'm definitely going to be drinking. So leading up to it, I didn't because I was like, it's just going to be a wreck. So I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. I just sold my a show that I wrote So I was like, if I sell this show that I write, I can go on the tour. So
are you allowed to talk about that?
Not the details of it, but it's for Showtime, and we'll see what happens. There's a lot of steps.
Okay.
But I'm already in a good mood, and I tell Adam, I go, sold the show, because I told him, I'll let you know by Wednesday night. I should know if I sold it or not. And then I did. I go, sold it. I'm coming. He goes, perfect. See you in Boise, Idaho, which is such a sentence. And then I met up with them. And I love the guys, too. So I already have relationships there. I get there immediately. It's time to go. We're booze time, you know? But the great thing is, too, when you're opening, because you're used to headlining.
Yeah.
It's what, 20 minutes? 30 minutes at 30, the most? Yeah, 30. Right. So I'm like, 30 minutes on a sold-out theater show?
Come on.
Like, it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm improvising. We're having a good time.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about a check drop or anything like that. And you're just good.
I just
want to
make sure I do 30 and not over. That's all I think about. Yep. I go, bam, nailed it. Good to go. I'm out. And then I'm backstage with the boys. And it's like, let's go get some booze. Then at a time Adam gets off stage, and then it's ready. It's time to go. Mm-hmm. I remember we were in Boise, and you're in Boise. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do in Boise. But we ended up and we didn't have to leave right away the next day or something. I think that's what it was. No, that morning we went. Who cares? Anyway, so
does this story get better?
Yeah, it does. It's so sad right now. But really, that was just more like I've never been on a tour bus with friends.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Next level.
It's just so fun.
It takes everything up a notch and makes you just feel even more comfortable to do anything, because you're like, oh, we always got the bus.
Yep. And it's just, you look forward to the bus because that's like a fun guy time slumber party.
Yeah.
And then I know.
By the way, guy time slumber party is playing at Coachella next year.
Yeah.
That's a great band. But God, my biggest
problem. I hope VH1 picks up that show. Guy time slumber party.
My biggest problem is like yes anding peer pressure. That's why I said a yes anding thing earlier.
Yeah.
Like I have it in my act. I say, if you ask me twice, I'm in. Just Brent, you want a shot? No, I can't. Come on. All right.
Yep.
And that's it. And then it's ready to go, especially when I know I'm on a bus and being taken care of.
Right.
But when I got to Spokane, Washington, we got there and it was really nothing to do. We went to a Chili's, which was hilarious. So it's a little depressing right away. But Bert Kreischer is in town, literally like next door hotel at the local comedy club for a night. Who's a friend.
I know that club,
and I love him. Speaking of another guy that you like to party with.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm supposed to leave on a 7 a.m. flight that day, the next day from Spokane, Washington, while they head to Portland, Oregon. And that wasn't going to happen. By the time we got to the bar to meet up with Bert, I said, let's go meet up with Bert. Devine's like, yeah. We go to this arcade bar, and it's just like the most fun.
The one that's right next to the club.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been to that one. Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's
so
amazing.
So it just becomes like a drunk time, and I'm still thinking, well, I could try to make that flight. And then Zach comes up to me. Zach comes up to me, and he goes, you're not making that flight. And he goes, get on the bus. And then Kyle comes up to me and goes, get on the bus. And then everybody's like, just get on the bus. And I went, I'm getting on the bus. And they're like, yeah. And that's the problem with the tour, because then I just woke up like I'm up all night hanging with them. And I wake up in Portland, Oregon.
And you're like, well, okay, well, now I'm here.
Yeah, and I was like, then I had to book my own flight home instead of the free flight. Because I was like, I'll just book a flight from Oregon now.
Right.
And I just missed you because you were coming into Oregon.
Yeah.
And I missed you because I had to, like, once I sobered up and I was in Portland, Oregon, I went, well, I made that choice, didn't I?
So. Yeah. What would you say the main difference is from a tour like that versus, like, headlining on your own?
The tour bus,
yeah.
I would say. That's the main difference.
And, you fall asleep and you wake up in the place you're supposed to be.
Yeah,
like, just magically. You don't have to make a flight. You don't have to do anything like that.
And you just go, oh, I'm here.
Yeah,
you
it's know? Great.
And you're like, oh, okay, so we can just rest and figure it out. And you're with your friends.
Yeah.
And just, you know, it's what you build to get to, is have that theater life, you know. Not even theater life, because I do like comedy clubs a lot, but, like, I still have to go do press on this day to get this show tickets up or do that.
Sure.
You know, like, it's getting way better and better, like bonuses and selling out and stuff. I can definitely feel the difference of people being there and knowing who I am as opposed to not.
Opening for somebody on a theater tour is like the best gig, because like you just said, less responsibility, more fun, more time for fun, more time to drink, more time to hang.
Yeah.
It's why I have that whole story in my act about, you know, the second night of the tour going, hanging out with the Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
And that being like the shittiest drunk night I've ever had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was just, and it was because of being rested and the elements being all right and the amount of fun. And you're in such a good mood that you want to ride that wave. It's like, you know, Hakuna Matata is a real phrase.
Yeah, dude.
And like, that's sometimes you say it to yourself and you buy into that whole mindset. And I did. And that's why That story was like,
Hakuna Matata is a real phrase.
Well, you try to, I always say, like, I have a, definitely more now than ever, but I have a saying, like, always drink out of celebration, not out of depression, because then that's when you get yourself in trouble. So if you're like in a good mood, let it happen. If not, then just don't do it.
So like, if you got your your Power Rangers cup, you're like, all right, time to celebrate.
If you're in like a solid mood, like, hey, I just sold a show, like, life's good, and I'm on this tour where I don't have to be responsible for everyone.
Right.
See ya.
Yeah.
Going to town.
Awesome,
man. That was
fun.
Did you, what did you think about Don Rickles passing away? That was a bummer.
Yeah, that was terrible. I hated that.
Yeah.
I got to meet him once when he was on The Tonight Show with Conan.
Oh, really?
And I was a PA. My job was to escort the guests from their dressing room to the backstage area, and I was able to have one moment with him to just be like, because I was reading his book too at that time, and I said, "No, I'm just a huge, huge fan of yours. You're hilarious." And he goes, "Oh, thank you so much. I get lost, you know." And I'm like, he was just being like fun, shitty with me, and I was like, "Oh, that's kind of like I got a little burned by Rickles."
He knew, like he knew every. Like every person that met him, he knew that they're like looking for that moment where I got to meet him twice, but the first time I met him was at Kimmel, and I was doing some sketch, and I said like, "Hey, who's the guest on the show tonight?" They're like, "Oh, Rickles is on." I'm like, "My fuck, I have to meet him."
Yeah,
and they said, "Well, it's hard to meet him. He just comes in and goes out." Yeah. So I found out the tunnel where he was leaving. I went there right after my sketch, just waited there, and just and then finally, Rickles comes out, sees me. And then stops, looks me up and down, and goes, "Stop smoking! Look what it's doing to you."
That's awesome.
And fucking like it, that. There,
that's all you want from.
That's all I wanted. And then I got that moment with him. It was fantastic. I mean, when you meet like comedic legends, like it's sort of like you're putting them on that pedestal, and you're like, I need my moment with like Don Rickles. Have you ever have you met other comedic legends where you like you were nervous or starstruck
the way Brad is right now with you?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Wearing that Central Casting
show
hat, you sexy motherfucker.
I know. Free stuff. Tonight Show, that would happen a few times. It happened with Don, Bob Newhart for a minute. Geez. I got just like a little back and forth, but nothing much.
Sure.
Larry David, of course, who you worked with.
Yeah.
But I was a huge Curb is like my favorite, number one. And I remember he came out, because I would also get like coffee and stuff for the guests, and he came out of the dressing room, and I'm right outside of it, and I was like, "Need anything?" And he goes, "A banana." And I said, "Oh, would you like one banana or a bushel?" He goes, "Bushel? What's a bushel? It's not a bushel." And I go, "It's not a bushel." And he goes, "I don't think it's a bushel." And I'm like, "I think it might be a bushel." He goes, "Never heard of a bushel of bananas."
Yeah, you're not doing an episode.
A bunch of bananas, you know, but it was like my Curb moment. Yeah,
right,
so it's
for
like,
sure. And you could totally, you could totally see.
And it wasn't at all. I don't know why I said bushel, but but that definitely was. Meeting him, comedic. It's just comedic heroes go. I was like, oh, but I wanted to meet Don Rickles, Bob, him, Mel Brooks. I got to say hi to once. Carl Reiner.
Yeah,
I got to meet.
Sometimes hi is all. Like when Jim Carrey came into the store, to do the roast battle, and he came through, and I was like, and like Jim Carrey for me is like. I've said this before, when I, you know, was a fat kid and I was starting to like be the funny kid, a big part of that was quoting Ace Ventura on the bus and making people laugh.
Talking
and that was
out
the
of
first,
your butt.
Yeah. That was the first time I was starting to like get that type of reaction. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, funny kid, not fat kid. And I couldn't put that together until after he walked through, because he walked through and I kind of got like outside of my body and I was like, I couldn't even speak. And he saw me just staring at him, and he walked through that back bar and he looks at me and he goes, "Hey, man." And I went, "Hey, man."
Yeah.
And then he just went and he kept walking up to the belly room, and I was like, "Fuck, like, why didn't you say more?" And I couldn't figure out why. You know, cause
you
I've been can't around.
Sometimes you don't know. Yeah. You're like, "Oh, I had no idea I felt that way about."
Then people, Theo Vaughn was telling me later that like he stuck around, was telling stories in the lot. But after that happened, dude, I split, because I was like, "Dude, I just got to get out of here. Like, I don't want to
ruin it,
ruin it." Or I didn't want to like. I almost didn't want to be in a situation where I would say something maybe out of character or like. But then I was like, "Why was I so like out of my butt?" I was like, "Dude, he just was like that. That was a big. He was a big part of the reason I'm doing this."
You know? I messed up with him. I didn't mess up with him, but I performed for him because he was there checking out people for the show.
Oh,
coming out, and they said, "Just so you know, Jim Carrey is here, performing, or not performing. Jesus, Jim Carrey is here watching, and right. So I got nervous because I'm like, it's Jim Carrey,
right?
And a lot of celebrities go to the Comedy Store, but I go up and I have a good set, and we go. I went to the back, you know, where people walk to the parking lot. All you're hoping for is like a good job, or at least like acknowledgement that you were on stage, you know. And I'm talking to somebody, and I feel somebody from the parking lot like grab my back shoulder, and I turn around, and and before I turn around to see, he goes, Brent, like that. And I turn around, and it's Jim Carrey. And he goes, I just wanted to tell you, it was a great set. You're super funny, man. And I was like, oh my God, thank you, Jim. I really appreciate that. And then where I messed up, I didn't mess up, but it was like, I had a confidence that I didn't, like, I don't know why I had some confidence going, but it was during Undateable Live, and I know that he had been asked to be on it, you know, and he had written a nice letter to our creator, Adam Stikuil, about how he's aware of it. Because I knew somebody he knew, and that person made him watch it, and he loved the idea and the concept and was aware of it, but didn't know if he could do it. So I knew that he knew that, and I didn't know if he knew I was on the show, but we talked for like, I really was a similar thing. I kind of don't remember a lot of what we were talking about, but I was like, my God, thanks, man. I go, coming from you, that's unbelievable, you know. It's crazy, like, it's like we talk about alumni, like being at the Comedy Store is like a fraternity, and you still are like, it doesn't, once you come back, it's like you feel like you never left. That's what we were talking about. And I was like, yeah, you know, it's like, even I'm like in this sitcom on Dateable Live, he goes, yes, yeah. I go, you got to do it. I'm like, oh, Brent, I go, you got to do it. It's just a live show, man. It's the most fun. And then I could sense there, I was like, what are you doing, you idiot? I didn't need to ask Jim Carrey to do my low-rated NBC sitcom. He doesn't need it. You know, and then at that point, comics are going, introduce me, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Everyone's getting
in. Because it's Jim Carrey at the Comedy Store.
Right, and everyone's looking for that in, and they're like, well, Brent's cool with him.
Yeah, it seems like from a distance, maybe we've known each other for years.
Yeah.
Really, hey, I'm going, do my show!
What a great move, too, when people just like slowly like ooze their way into like those celeb moment conversations.
It's
like,
crazy.
Hey, Brent, who's your friend? Or like, there's always there's no good way to enter that. Yeah. Like, what are you guys talking about? Like,
have I seen your work? Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah. You guys talking about Majestic 2? By the way, those are the types of stories that I love. And that's why this podcast is so great, because we, you know, when we have on people and we talk, you know, a lot comedy, but, you know, musicians, actors, like people that aren't in the business, everyone's got stories like that that you just don't know about until.
Right.
When we sit down and we end up just shooting the shit like this that come up organically, and it's like, I mean, you know, I thought my Jim Carrey story was the only Jim Carrey story, because you live in your world, but that's an even better one. By the way, Brent, this is, I did look it up. I mean, look, we've had on Melissa McCarthy, Neil Patrick Harris, Susan Sarandon, Dana Carvey.
It's insane.
Jason Derulo, Adam Devine.
Howie Mandel.
Billy Gardell. Yeah. Jaleel White, Dionne Cole, Sam Richardson, Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Dr. Drew.
Jesus.
But guess what? Nobody's been on a record-setting 10 times.
Yeah.
Brent Morin, 10 times. So if you're sitting at home.
Oh, man. Now they know it's a phone to the mic.
Because the volume is down low. God damn it.
Oh, you know,
but we celebrate you,
but
Brent
Morin. If you're sitting at home, your face was so exciting.
Because
you were so waiting for it to be louder.
Can we do that again? Wait. Brent Morin, we've had on Jaleel White, Joe Coy, Adam Devine, Anders Holm, Chris D'Elia, Ron Funches, but only one Brent Morin for a record-setting 10th appearance on the About Last Night podcast.
Yeah.
Now it sounds like a Casio keyboard. I like it, though.
Speech.
Production value.
Wait, now, Brent, you've been on the show and have freestyled quite a bit. Actually, you know what? I'm going to pull up the karaoke version, and I want you to freestyle to your 10th time on the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, that could be the theme. You could talk about Power Rangers. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about, my friend.
How do you have the karaoke version? Just
I
listen.
Have a lot of things.
He does a lot of things late at night that we don't know about.
Let me see the hands. Come on. Woo! Celebration 10 times. Having fun with good friends of mine. Oh, I've got a lot of free time. Being on 10 times, and you listed those celebs I know. Okay, ladies, I told you not to cut in yet. Just taking liberties this time, but it's okay. There you go, 10 times. Always celebrate a celebration, baby. Always celebrate a celebration.
Who says that?
That's my new quote. Always celebrate a celebration. Yeah, we got guys with cameras here talking to each other. Mm-hmm. Nobody's reacted. Adam Ray's got his hands up, doing a nice point to God.
I got my hands up too, but I'm a midget, so you can't really tell.
Yeah, get a shot of that.
Oh, and wait, Brad's Brad raises, just looking cute
when
as
Brad
shit
Brad raises
right
the
now.
Roof, he's just basically throwing the covers off himself.
Yeah, this Brent's off beat because he can't hear anything. That is,
yeah.
This Ooh. Is my go-to dance move. I put a finger in the air and flip it around. I don't flap is a new word I came up with.
Yeah. Everybody, how we feel at Coachella tonight? On the smallest stage. People aren't there yet.
Just yeah. an apple box.
They should just have a station at Coachella where it's karaoke and people get to sing and try to get the crowd fired up. Everyone's so fucked up. Why shouldn't they?
They probably do.
Yeah. Cool in the Gang karaoke?
Yeah. Cool in the Gang?
It's all nice.
That's who sings that.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Wow. What a sad, somber way to end.
Oh, my God.
But, Brent, thanks for coming on for 10 times.
Of course.
Always killing it.
It'd really suck if I died on the way home.
You
celebration. Always celebrate a celebration.
Oh,
guys,
then,
Brent just got hit by a taxi.
Because then they would, like, throw this around as his last appearance was on the About Last Night podcast.
Pointy fingers and death and stuff. And what, then death.
What can you tell our viewers real quick, though? Because I know you get asked to go on a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
And I know after like your handful of appearances on this, like people heard how great you were. And so, you know,
it's
that's
a lot of fun. I get a lot of this on the road, too, that know me from this.
Well, I mean,
why do you keep coming back other than just the obvious friendship and
it's a nice fun. Boost to your ticket sales. What?
You get two people. It's two people that play off each other very well and keep the actual conversation going. You know
that does help, right?
There's no real setup. We don't know what we're going to get into right away.
Yeah, we don't. But we don't exactly Byron Allen it.
Yeah, you know, we're just like that, and it's a lot of listening and like playing off of each other.
Yeah,
so it makes it just fun. So it's like a breath of fresh air. You know?
Ooh, the About Last Night podcast. A breath of fresh air.
Yeah, we'll work on the slogan, easy. But yeah.
Yeah, we got to work on that. That just sounds like easy listening.
I also like, or Winter ooh. Pelican, fly as high as you think you can.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, is that?
That I guess Brad.
Yeah, I guess. Wow, Jesus Christ. Yeah,
Brad's got somewhere to be.
By
Brad
the way, Brad does
that
when he ends sometimes. When we decide we're about to end, we'll sometimes end on a high note, and then sometimes when it just gets still, Brad just leans away and goes, "All right, thanks, man."
He just leans away. Right, his voice changes. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, thanks. Then man. I get to be Coast 103.5 DJ.
I know. You just checked out. That was just like doing radio interview right there.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Brent
thank you very
Moran.
Much. Check out Brent Moran at the local Comedy Hut tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. Hey, they got you working a whole weekend. Oh, that's fantastic.
Sunday show too? Sunday show? Okay, Sunday show. Yeah.
Brent Morin. Brent Morin. We'll be right back here at WKI 614.55 on Fridays. Okay. And then it's just like,
yeah, they just
thanks
pulls
for
back.
Having me. He's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, and then you just hear, hey.
Yeah.
Hey. That's Alanis Morissette's ironic,
the beginning of
it. Okay. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman,
Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamy Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Sklar Brothers and Daniel Van Kirk here with
Andy Daly.
Welcome to the show, sir.
TV's Andy
Daly. What a surprise.
And he's going to be on Dumb People Town this week. And oh, damn, is he funny. A show that was designed for his talents.
Yes.
Dumb People Town?
I agree with you.
Yes. There you go. Andy Daly, listen to it. You'll enjoy it.